Welcome to Swedes on the Loose.
We are very loose. We've been loose for a long time now.
Yeah.
It feels like it, at least. Hey, Miss Sandra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Christina?
Good. Considering everything that's happening, I'm all right. It's Sunday afternoon and, Sunday evening almost, and I'm all right.
Thanks, everybody who's joining us today. We have been a little bit MIA.
Very much so.
I think really for the listeners, I don't know. I think maybe we missed basically like 1 week because we had that one episode that we were able to drop that we didn't.
Oh, because it was your poor sister.
I know.
It was such a great episode too. I loved talking to your sister about this.
I know. And I just was
one.
Yeah. So basically for you guys listening, we recorded an episode with my sister talking about horses and days past, and then completely thought that we had it in the canister filed to drop and everything.
Right.
And then for whatever reason, it did not drop as planned. And we simply bypassed it, moved on to the next.
Yep.
So some of our pictures that we put out on social media with me on a pony and my sister on a pony got completely locked. So it was not synced at all. This is how we're just keeping it real, y'all.
Yes.
For everybody out there who's not necessarily thriving, we are right there with you, just keeping it real.
That's putting it lightly. We're keeping it real. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It made no sense. And then your poor sister. I loved her comment. Did my episode suck so bad that you didn't want to publish it?
Totally.
I felt so bad because it was a great episode. It was so great. It was lovely.
I'm so glad that she actually said something.
I know. Thank gosh. Because otherwise it would have been like, oh, yeah. Do. But, you know.
So shout out to Sophia for
calling us out.
Calling us out. Sometimes you need to be called out.
Yes. So, but I think we're more than a week behind. I think we're more than that. I think so, because I've been here. Gosh, I've been here since the 10th of April.
Well, where are you?
I'm in Sweden and in the southern part of Sweden. This is what our kind of our beaches behind. So those of you who are watching the video, I am sitting in my guest bedroom where I sleep because my dad snores so bad that I can't sleep with him snoring. But I'm sitting in the guest bedroom of my dad's house where he lives. And I've been here since April 10th. And today is Mother's Day in America.
That's right. You came on my birthday. That's right.
I did. I landed. I flew on the 9th, landed on the 10th, surprised dad because he knew I was coming, but I always do this. So I surprised him. So I came 2 weeks early. And I've been here ever since. I keep on extending and extending and extending because my dad's not doing too great. He's had major health issues. And Swedish healthcare is great when it's great, but it's not great when it's not great. So my saying over here is I've been shaking some trees. And the one who has the loudest voice and the voice, but the loudest voice and repetition gets treated quicker.
How's it go?
Oh my gosh.
The squeaky wheel.
Yes. No. I don't. It's really bad. But anyway
you are in the right spot. Yes, you are where you need to be.
I am. So I am mentally exhausted because it's sad to see your father, who is an work ox. I mean, he is strong as an ox. Dad calls him the Swedish Viking, really Swedish Viking, because he's always been a doer. I mean, Dad has always been the outdoorsman with his boat and, you know, his friends and always. And he used to go to the gym 3 times a week. My dad is turning 87 in October. So he's getting older, but this disease, which we have not confirmed what kind of version of the disease it is kicking his behind. So it's really hard. But anyway, so my energy is not as bubbly and crazy as normal, but I hang in there and plus, oh my gosh, I know I told you this and I told you twice because I had a concussion. And I told Sandra the same thing twice.
Yeah, you did, which is so unusual. for you because you're so sharp and you would never normally do that. So when you started doing it the second time halfway through, I had to stop you just because I was like, wait a minute. I can't believe this is happening.
I know.
I mean, it's something I would do.
Your words are ingrained in my head. You know, you already told me this. And I'm like, oh, shit. Then I knew I was in trouble.
So you guys have to hear this story. So tell us what happened.
Well, very long story short. I have a friend of mine who gets to ride Icelandic horses, which is cotton for the soul. I mean, it's just therapeutic. We have had the most amazing rides. We've had incredible weather, low tide in the ocean, the Baltic Sea, just incredible. And the horses they just ground you, and they just, you know, your rhythm becomes their rhythm, or the other way around, actually, their rhythm becomes your rhythm. But anyway, so when you ride the people who own them, you're not allowed to not have a helmet on, and you're not allowed to not have a security vest on.
In Sweden, that's pretty much the standard now for, right. I think, for all right. people riding. A helmet, yes. obviously, but also the safety vest.
Vest, which is you hook it to the saddle. If you fall off, it basically just, poof, it explodes to protect your spine and your ribs.
As a cartridge, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I was fully, fully great, riding horses. And I gave my dad an electrical bicycle last year or whatever it was, because, you know, he's getting older and it's harder. So I got him an electric bike and it's great. It's fine. And I wasn't going fast. I was just going, I was on the bike lane and I was crossing the road to turn right onto the main road. And when I turned, because it's a peppy bike, I turned the electricity power on to make sure that I don't go too fast, because, you know, I bike once a year. So it's not like I bike every year. So, and I did not wear a helmet. I did not have a vest on, nothing. So I turn and I go over a big curb to go onto the main street. And I honestly, I don't know what happened, but the bike, I fell on my left side and slid, and I landed on my head, and it's a big bonk. And then my elbow and my hip.
And you were alone.
I was alone. So here I am sitting on the ground in the middle of the street, which is a busy street. And all I can do is thinking, oh, my head, my head, my head, my head, my head hurts, my head hurts, my head hurts. And this lovely lady comes up to me. She stops the car because I'm sitting in the middle of the road. She comes up and she goes, oh, little girl, how can I help you? And my first thought was, oh, my God, I look young. I look young.
You're like, this is excellent. This is goodness.
It's such a stupid thought, but that was the first thought. I thought, oh, she thinks I'm young.
Oh my goodness. We're so human. Wow.
But anyway, so she asked me how I'm doing. I'm like, oh my gosh, my head hurts really bad. I fell. I have no idea what happened. She goes, well, do you want me to park the bike so we can drive you home? I'm like, and I'm thinking logistics. No, I don't want to do that because that means I have to come back. And what if they steal dad's bicycle and I have to lock it? I'm like, no, it's okay. And just help me get it up. So she helps me get the bicycle up. And I'm like,
how far were you from home?
Far, like 10 minutes at the most. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. So I get back on the bicycle and I bike home. And
did you know you were bleeding from your head at this time?
I did not, because I kept holding my head with my full hand.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't have any blood. I have a lot of hair. And so I was holding my head with my full hand. I wasn't digging in, but if I would have, then I would have had blood on my head. But I didn't know that. But anyway, so I bike.
You don't want to have blood on your hands. Isn't that another blood,
right. But anyways, I bike home. I don't really remember biking home after the fact. I remember walking in the house telling dad, you know, I fell and my head really hurts. And I sat down on the couch and everything just started spinning. And I was like, oh, this is not good. So I said, let me take a shower. Maybe I'll feel better after taking a shower. So I'm taking my clothes off. I get in the shower. I barely remember doing this, but get out of the shower, dry off. And I thought, I don't feel so good. I couldn't control my neck. So my neck felt like it was falling down when I was bending my neck, and when I forward, and I was felt like it was falling backwards when I was leaning.
Is that that whiplash?
I didn't know that. I thought I broke my neck. So I get my dad had a And you know, one of those foam neck collars in the olden days when you had a strained neck. Yeah. Dad, you happened to have one of those at home. So I put one on because I thought, you know, I don't know what's happening. So I called my friend Kikan, which is my dear friend Kikan, who's a nurse at the the early babies. She's not an emergency nurse, but
You don't look that young, Christina. I just want to
thank you. Thanks for bursting my bubble. Anyways, I call her and I'm like, what should I do? She goes, you should call the emergency room. So I called 1-1-11-17, I think it is 1117, which is the nurse on call. So I called her and I talked to her, which was lovely. And she's like, no, it sounds like we need to call the emergency, meaning the ambulance. So they called the ambulance. I talked to them and they're like, yeah, no, it sounds like you need to have an ambulance. They didn't have the lights on, which was great, but they showed up and did an assessment on me and then said, nope, we want you to be admitted. So here I am on a Saturday night going into Malmo, which is the big city. On a Saturday night, I go to the emergency room. I get admitted and I was there from 7:30 p.m. until 2 a.m. waiting, basically. And they did a CT scan on my neck. Nothing's broken. Hallelujah. But I have whiplash and a concussion.
Yeah, you had that for days.
No, I still have the effect of both the whiplash and my concussion. I wake up with the headache.
When you were telling me that story the second time around, right.
Yeah,
that was a good number of days after.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Since we had already talked about it.
Yes. I know. No. I've been dizzy, you know, headaches.
Not have been working, but you're such a trooper. You just keep powering through it, which
is stupid. It's stupid.
It's just stupid. It's stupid. And it's not something to commend, really. No. It's not not.
I'm not a trooper. Really, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, with all the love in my heart.
I did cut down on screen time. I really did. I try to avoid, if I was working, I try to avoid looking on my phone. I try to look on my computer and have it a little bit distance away. So I did heed to it and I took it easy. You know, but yeah, because I really could, I haven't been back on the bicycle. You know, for you people that ride horses, you know, as soon as you fall off, the best thing you need to do is get back on the horse. I have not been on that bicycle since I fell off.
I don't think you necessarily need to be on a bicycle.
I agree.
You might, you know, at some point get a regular bike, or just stick to horses. I feel like horses are maybe safer.
Way safer. Yeah, way safer. So anyway, so that has been, I've been taking care of myself as well as taking care of my dad. It's getting old sucks.
It's really not for sissies. That's what Robert says, getting old is not for sissies. And he's right.
Good. Do you know what? I never heard that before, but that should be a bumper sticker.
It should be. Yeah. Getting old is not for sissies.
No, I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. So it just makes me realize maybe I should take a better care of myself when it comes to strength and health and what you do and how you move.
You know, I was talking to my ex-mother-in-law.
Yep.
And she is, we were just talking, so she's 75. And going into your 80s, you just really have to go in as strong as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and if you give in and reduce the, I think it's with any age. I don't think it's specifically, I guess, going into it. But as you age, it's like we have to keep our bodies moving and keep our brains working. Yeah. And, you know, and because for when that time comes that is out of our control,
right?
When something happens, we want our baseline to be as strong as possible,
right. Mm-hmm.
So that we can just deal with whatever it is. Yep. But it's hard.
It really is.
It's work.
Yeah, it is work. And we take it for granted. We take every day for granted. And, you know, being here makes me realize I don't take it. And I shouldn't say that. A lot of times I take every day for granted, but a lot of times I don't, meaning I'm very grateful for what I have and where I am and, you know, that I have as healthy as I am at 56. But, you know, it's a wake up call for sure. And being old in Sweden is It's a tough one. If you don't have an advocate for you or a steward of your ship, then, and especially when you're not feeling great, it is not for the faint of heart, because the system is so slow. Like, they don't send your if you have to go and get an x-ray and you get a script for your x-ray, they send it via mail, like post office.
Yeah, like snail mail.
Snail mail. And the snail mail here in Sweden gets delivered every other day or twice a week. They don't have mail every day. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
What? Since when?
Many years ago.
What? So what does that mean for
enough, there's
the
not
mail?
Enough mail. They don't have enough mail.
Oh.
Yeah. So they've
so it's a down. Part-time job being a mailman.
Basically, yeah. It's nuts. It's crazy. Okay. So,
all right.
But yeah, so they're trying to get into the digital age, and they do that, and they have a portal, which is, you know, 1177, which is 1177, which is a portal where you can look at your scripts and you can look at your, where you need to go in your appointments, and you can communicate. But it's just.
Is this for all companies? Like for all, yeah. It doesn't matter?
Swedish healthcare. Yeah, they're all on the same system. But a lot
that's
of times,
kind of good.
Well, but some systems don't talk to each other. They can input the information so you can see it, but they don't necessarily see what the other, not state, but the other system is putting in. So you can see it all, but the other healthcare provider can't see it all from another healthcare provider, depending on where you're at. So it's a bit convoluted, but it makes me realize if we move to Sweden, if we ever move back to Sweden, I want to make sure that I know exactly how the system works. And because dad has been complaining about not feeling great since the 1st of January. And he has been told it's age. You're old. It's age. No one took any blood pressure or blood tests on him. No one took his hemoglobins, his CRPs, nothing, nothing. Until he finally screamed so loud, got into the office, said, something is wrong. I know my body. You have to help me. And that was April 1st. So anyway.
So 3 months. Yeah, that's crazy. But wow, there's a lot there.
Yeah. It's a lot. And we joke about it. And we've been joking about it for years in our family. And I think it's a Swedish thing. But we say that, you know, the system waits so long to give you an appointment that the patient dies between the appointment and them giving you their appointment and you actually being able to come to the appointment. The patient is dead. So
yeah.
It's a bit crazy. Yeah. So anyway. Yep. So that's what I'm dealing with. Other than that, today is a gloomy day outside. Oh, sun's breaking out. It's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock almost here, and the sun's coming out, but spring has sprung. Oh my gosh. The fields are green. That's Felten,
oh, can you send me some pictures?
I will. Oh my gosh. It is. It's so green everywhere. And the birds are everywhere. It's magical, truly magical. So
yeah,
I'm here. Gosh. Beautiful, beautiful time of the year. It really is. So
yeah, I bet this is definitely good for your soul.
100%. Being outside, being able to be by the ocean, being out in the forest, walking around. I get to lend my friend's Anna's her dog. His name is Bruno. He's a cream dachshund, soft-haired cream dachshund. Bruno.
Okay, okay. We need to stop on dachshunds now then because his name is Bruno.
Yes,
I think there's a dachshund in my future.
He has a state. Oh, really? Because first of all, Bruno has his own Instagram. Shout out to Bruno on his Instagram. Go find
it. Send it to us because we will all follow. Send it to me. We will all
follow.
Cutest
thing ever. Yes. But so why do you say there is a dachshund in your future?
Because, so I'm obsessed with dachshunds now since watching the show. There's a show called Beef. Have you watched Beef?
No.
I think it's Hulu. I don't think it's on. Maybe it's Netflix. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
But you've got to watch season 2 of Beef. First of all, the show is phenomenal. Okay. Season 1 was amazing.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. You're going to love it. It's basically it's two people that have beef with one another.
Okay.
And it develops into a full-blown story. In season 2 of Beef, there is a little, there's a little dachshund.
Oh,
And his name is Burberry.
Oh, gosh.
And And his mom is British. Okay. So she walks around going, and he wears this little sweater. Burberry, Burberry, mommy's got treats. Mommy's got treats, Burberry.
That's awesome.
And so I just like saying it. So now I'm walking around the house kind of talking to Freya as if she's Burberry. Yeah. And she's looking at me like, you're crazy. Like, that's not my name.
Right.
So I just need a dachshund named Burberry.
Okay. What kind of dachshund is he on the show?
He's a short haired.
Wired?
No.
He's soft.
Soft. Okay. Soft, short.
Okay.
Code. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Golden color.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like a real wiener dog.
Real wiener dog. And that's actually awesome. Happen to have a neighbor across the street, and they have two dachshunds. And I think their names are Otto or Otis and Maeve. I think it's Otis and Maeve.
Okay. We have the peanut gallery helping here.
Yeah. I've got my helper. Mia's your
wife. Yeah. Awesome.
At 10 o'clock. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's
awesome. So okay.
I vote yes to get it.
I'm not thinking right now.
Okay.
I think, you know, Freya's actually very happy as a solo dog, it seems.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think when it's time for a new dog, I think a dachshund might be kind of a great dog for me.
They're so sweet. And you can take them with you anywhere. You can just put them on a leash or put them in a bag, take them with you anywhere. Yeah. No, really. And Bruno is, oh my God, he's a lover. I went to see them last week and for dinner, and he's just, oh my gosh, he loves me and I love him. And he's just, I put him inside of my sweater and he falls asleep. And because he's young, he's only 1 year old.
Oh.
But he is just, oh my gosh, he is.
God, maybe I need one sooner. Maybe I need one sooner. He's just, I mean, the idea of a little dachshund like that, because I feel like dachshunds are kind of a big dog in a small body.
100%. 100%.
They're not like little yappy dogs. You know, I don't really like little dogs.
No, I know you don't. And surprisingly, you like my dogs. They're all little yappy dogs.
I like all of your dogs.
Which is unusual.
Which is crazy.
Yes,
yeah. Because I'm not a big... It's because you treat your dogs like dogs. I mean, I know you treat them like children. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank
because
you.
Because they are
same
your children.
Because you have children.
But I mean, like, you treat your dogs like they are well-behaved dogs for the most part, you know?
Okay, that's debatable, but yeah. Don't let Jeff listen to this episode, because, or my dad for that matter, because he says, Christina, don't you get tired of them working? I'm like, well, yeah, I do, but sometimes I don't even hear it, you know?
But I get tired of my children, you know, whining. We get tired of our toddlers when they're, you know, when they're
exactly. throwing
tantrums. You know, you get tired of people when they're annoying.
Totally.
This is true. I get tired of myself when I annoy myself, you know?
100%. I agree. So, well, I vote yes. And if my two cents is, if you want a soft dog, meaning a sweet dog, more of a, because the wired hair ones are more of a hunting dog. So they have more drive. You want someone a dog that is a little bit more mellow, more like low key. They will own your house. They will own you. But then I would get a long-haired, soft, especially cream.
Long-haired.
Well, they're not really long. They're just, send you a picture. You're going to die. He looks like a mini phoenix.
Okay. So, but here's the deal. However, should I find myself with land?
Yes.
At this time?
Yes.
You know, like in not Wyoming, but maybe, whatever. Okay.
Who knows?
Then it could very well be a pointer. It would either be a pointer or a dachshund.
Why not? Have both. If you have land, have both.
Yeah, if I have land, have both.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But like a little dachshund. Yeah. Burberry.
Yeah, Burberry.
Burberry. Mommy's got treats.
That's funny. Your British accent is spot on. It's so funny when you say land. I have an addiction to Swedish version of Zillow, which is looking for homes.
Uh-huh.
They have farms where we live for sale stupid, stupid cheap money. So I said to Jeff the other day, I'm like, So I might go look at a farm today just for shits and giggles, which was today. And he goes, oh, okay. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, when should we move? And he goes, I don't know, 3 years. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, why 3 years? And he goes, because I have a 3-year loan on my car.
Forever the vehicle. The guy with the vehicle.
Oh, I thought that was so funny. Yeah. He's getting his dream truck, actually, which is
awesome. Is he?
Yeah. He's getting a Ram something, a Ram Power Wagon or whatever the hell it's called. Excuse my language, but a Ram Power Wagon is what he's getting. And he's very excited. So
anyway. I feel like Vivi was talking about, I think it was a Ram. That's kind of her dream truck. She professed the other day, since she now is a proud owner of a pickup truck or a truck, she says she's probably only going to own trucks forevermore.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
When she gets to Wyoming, then she will be able to ride in Jeff's, hopefully, power train.
Oh, yeah. He'll have it by then. Mm-hmm. We'll see if I make it over too at that point. I'm not sure. It's kind of up in the air.
Right. So is it confirmed? Because for those of you who haven't listened, we are trying to get Ms. Viv, who is going to school to, is it agriculture or is it a specific veterinarian?
You could do agriculture. She goes to a school called it's Arizona Agribusiness and Equine Center.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And so she is in the pre-vet part of things.
Okay.
So she specifically is right now at least looking to do, what's it called? Not large animal. No, and it's not cattle. What's she calling it? She calls, basically a cow. Livestock vet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So she's got an internship with a vet practice close to Christina. So she's going to be doing that for about a week.
Yep. I'm excited for her. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, she gets to hang out with us in Wyoming, and she can mow my lawn.
Which she loves to do. So, yeah, she just likes sitting on that tractor.
Riding lawnmower. Yep, for sure. Jeff actually was doing that today. He took the snowblower. It's officially spring because the snowblower has come off the tractor. So, it's officially spring. Yeah, May 10th. May, what are we? May 11th? May 10th.
May 10th?
Is it May 9th even?
May 10th.
May 10th, yeah. Mother's Day. Speaking of which, what are you doing for your Mother's Day? Did you get celebrated today?
I went to yoga this morning, and I haven't been in so long, so that was delicious. And then stopped by Starbucks.
Nice.
And then I started the day coming downstairs and realizing that Charlie, or one of the boys who are now back for summer, left the garage door open all night, we've done before. I mean, I've done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it was one of them. So I have to make an official reminder in the house that we got to, with so many bodies going in and out, you know, with friends and stuff, we just need to double check the doors before we go to bed at night.
Because they can clean you out.
They could totally clean me out. I just take my car.
Yeah.
You know, I keep the keys in there.
Oh my gosh. Sandra.
I know. It's a lot. Yeah, I know. Don't say it. Anyhow, so that was, you know, that's my first morning. Gift. My first gift was that I still have my car.
Okay, great.
And then went to yoga, Starbucks, and then Sophia and I are going to have lunch with Mom and Dad on our own.
Nice.
That's awesome. Lovely.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Just the four of you.
Just the four of us.
That's lovely. Are you going somewhere or are you going home to them?
We are doing takeout and bringing it home to them.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
The party is going to be, we're bringing the party to them.
To them. Awesome. Good, good, good. Well, give them my love.
Please. I will.
Yes. And please apologize to your sister again.
I know.
I know you have, but tell her.
She's probably stopped listening to this podcast now. We're probably dropped a viewer because of that. But I'll tell her that we talked about her in good ways.
That's funny.
She actually started a new job recently. So that's exciting for her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, what did she do?
Yeah.
Or what is she doing?
I knew you were going to ask.
I know. Why did you even say it?
I know. Project manager. I do not remember the name of the company.
Okay.
But.
How exciting.
You know, she's so driven and very good at, you know, I feel like everything she does. So, I mean, she's
cool.
Hopefully that's a good fit for her.
Yeah.
And they're doing great. Their kids are growing so fast. It's crazy.
I know. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's what happens when you get old.
It's what happens when you get old. Oh, I have an interesting thing. I just remembered.
Sure.
This was back before I think you were even going to Sweden. I had something happen to me at the barn that was a moral dilemma. And I was like, oh, I got to bring this up in the podcast to see what people would have done.
Okay.
So I get to the barn one day. Let me see if I remember it because it was a while back. I get to the barn and it's Vivi and I, and we're doing our things. And then Vivi comes over on Wise and she says, hey,
which
mom.
Is the horse.
Which is the horse.
Yeah.
And she says, mom, there's two people on the side of the road. And they've run out of gas. They need help. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yep. I'll go talk to them.
Yeah.
So she goes back to the arena to do her thing. And, I'm like, how am I going to help them? Like, it's just Vivi and me at the barn. There was nobody else there at the time.
Yeah.
So she wants a ride to the gas station. Okay. It's a couple.
Okay.
They look normal.
Yeah.
Oh.
But she wants a ride to the gas station, and I've got, and it's just me, and I'm not supposed to leave Vivi alone at the barn because there needs to be an adult there.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden somebody else shows up at the barn. It's not anybody that I know.
Okay.
It's kind of like the uncle of a kid.
Okay.
And so I asked him to see if he would give her a ride. He was kind of hesitant because he was an older gentleman.
Okay.
Kind of like a grandpa uncle type thing.
Yep.
So I'm like, I don't want to put this on. I didn't want to put it on him.
Right.
And then as we're standing there deliberating, another mom shows up. So at this point I'm like, okay, I can now leave the kids covered at the barn.
Okay.
With an adult, but I'm still a little hesitant because I'm thinking I'm just going to take a random stranger in my car and take her up to the gas station. And then I'm thinking to myself, why? Yes, be kind. It's not evening. It was in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. So I ended up taking her in my car. But the uncle guy, he was so sweet. He was like, I'm going to follow you.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
So he followed me to the gas station.
Okay.
And then she got her gas.
That's okay.
And then while she was in, the uncle and I were just kind of chatting.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm going to follow you back. And I'm like, because I almost said, I kind of let him know that she seems fine. You can go. He's like, I'm going to follow you back. Okay. So it was very sweet. So he stayed, and it was so weird though. When she got out of the car, she was clearly nervous.
Okay.
And I think, and then trying, like going out of her way to try and be normal. You know, when you're trying to be normal?
Yeah. You do that every day.
But she goes, all of a sudden she got out of the car and she goes, oh, here, I think this is yours. She reached back, and from the back seat, from the floor on the back seat, she picked up like a quarter or a dime or something and gave it to me. It was odd.
Yeah.
Like, how did she even know that was, it was so weird. Yeah. So it was a little bit kind of weird.
Sketchy. Yeah.
But we were fine. And the guy, you know, the uncle guy followed me back and I dropped her off and all was well. But I thought it was an interesting kind of moral dilemma to be in. Like, in this day and age,
that's so sad that we have to be,
I know,
like you say,
exactly.
but
so you know guarded.
What? But you know what? Even if it's 10 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, it doesn't matter. Bad things happen and people are bamboozling other people left and right more and more and more and more.
Because
people are struggling. People are struggling financially. So if that means people get desperate, desperate times makes desperate
call
people.
Call for desperate measures. Right? I had my pepper spray. So I had my...
Okay.
You know, my key, I have a pepper spray and I just kind of had it ready.
Yeah. Sad. But, you know, I think the good thing is you didn't, I think with your uncle guy or the uncle guy, he did the right move of following, because if something would have gone sideways, he could have dialed 911. But I think you solved the problem very well. because you were cautious. And I think you should be cautious for a reason. I mean,
yeah,
not a, I mean, if the guy, if you took her and then Viv was by herself at the barn, which you wouldn't have done anyway, and then the guy is there, you don't know what he would have done at the barn. You know, you don't know. There's so
good,
many scenarios.
Good point. I didn't even think of that. But yeah,
there's
yeah.
so many scenarios that could have gone wrong. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't even think of that.
Which is good, because then you would have been more nervous. But no, I think you handled it really well. And I'm glad that the guy who, either if it was him or it would have been the other mom, that someone followed. I think that, you know, power in numbers really is what I think.
Yeah. Yeah. The sad part is you don't actually even really know if this, because it could also, like, let's just say that they were suspect and they were wanting to do something. And then they just like decided like, nah, let's just abort. This is not the one. You just don't know, do you?
Yeah. No, you don't.
You know, that.
But that's like, weird that she, how did she even know there was a quarter in the back? Like, yeah. No,
and she like reached back.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, that's weird. Maybe she, I don't know. That's
yeah,
weird.
No, it's so weird. Anyway.
We can't dwell on that too much. Are you trying to see what time it is?
Yeah, it was. How long I'm trying to see how long I've been talking. Yeah, how long that story took, because I know
No, no, it's a good one. And to answer your question, and if you want to ask the listeners, but I think you solved it perfectly. It was a good solving problem solving solution.
Problem. It was a good problem. Problem and solvem.
You know, it's funny being here for so long. I have to think now when I speak English, because I speak Swedish more than I speak English now. Right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is great for your Swedish. You know what? Hang on. I have to get the charger for my laptop. Hang on.
You're funny. You're so funny. Well, for those of you that are watching, Sandra just left the screen, because she is going to go get her charger. We're almost done, though, so I don't think she really needs it. But anyway, thanks for everyone for listening, because we have been, like Sandra was saying here in the beginning, we've been MIA. Life comes in between sometimes, and the last thing on our list, which should be on the first thing on our list, should make us or do be that we are recording podcasts, but we don't. We are very sloppy about it, and we apologize for not being consistent, but we do enjoy it when we actually do it, and we enjoy hearing from other people that are listening. And I know we have a new listener. I need to give a shout out. Sandra is back. Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
I have to give a shout out. We have a new listener. It's going to take a while for him to hear this episode, but it's my friend Anna's fiance, Frederick. I told him about Sweets on the Loose, and he's like, oh, I drive. I drive 4 hours every Sunday and every Friday, because he drives up and down to Strømstad, to the border of Norway. Yeah. He drives.
Okay.
He runs a border shop, food and alcohol and stuff like that. But anyway, or not alcohol, food. And he's like, oh, I need to listen to that. So
that's
he
awesome.
Followed us. Yeah. He's following us. And he gave us a shout out on Facebook. It was so cute. And he goes, I must listen. Even if you haven't heard a single episode. I thought it was so sweet.
That's so sweet.
Shout out to Fredrik Trebeus. You go, man.
You go, girl. I mean, there you go. You go, guy.
You go, guy. And he loves America.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. At least that there's a few still out there.
There you go. Speaking of America and Swedes, are you following Letters from America?
Yeah, I haven't been listening.
Oh my gosh.
He's amazing.
Oh, he really truly is, Martin. He is. I'm so inspired by him. And I'm learning so much from his history lessons.
Like, yes.
Did you know Greyhound was founded by a Swede?
No, exactly. Well, because he told me that too.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
He's teaching us so many things, and he's finding all these nuggets around the country that has Swedish ties. So I can't wait to sit down with him when he comes to Wyoming.
Is he on his way over to you guys?
He's back in Arizona, I think. I think he's back in Arizona.
He's
looping back. But then all of a sudden he was in Utah. He was driving in Utah or Nevada. So eventually, I hope I don't miss him, because I'm here for a little bit longer. But anyway, yeah, no, great, great, great concept. So
yeah, he's such a sweet guy. When he came by and I met up with him, he must have thought I was kind of mentally unstable. But It was nice. I was a little unhinged.
Why you say that? Why? Oh, get it.
I just had, a normal day. I just don't get like a lot of adult conversation with, I don't see friends anymore.
Right.
You're busy. It's been busy. Yeah. It's been busy. So my, I had a lot of pent up feelings and I might've been a little hormonal. So I probably cried.
But oh my God. Did you really?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what I cried about.
Oh my gosh.
What am I going to do? He's like,
I just met you.
I know.
That's not your typical Swede. He probably thought, oh my gosh, what is going on with this woman?
Well, you could do some repairing for me when he gets to Wyoming. Maybe you can circle back.
I will. I'll patch him up. I think he can take it.
I think he seems hardy. He seemed like this solid.
Yeah.
But no, it was super. And his dog, I think I told you, his dog, not to go back to dogs, but super. Super fun guy.
Cool.
So follow, what is it called again? Letters from America.
Yeah. It's really neat. So
great podcast.
Very much so. Yeah. And his short clips on social media is really fun.
They are fun.
Mm-hmm. He has a lot of interesting people on there. So it's a lot of fun. So
he's got long form and short clips. Good.
Yeah.
Cool. There are a couple of very Swedish towns that have come on my radar recently that I need to travel to. I could be much better traveled within the U.S.
Okay.
So obviously it's with Minnesota. That's typically like, that's very Swedish, right?
Yep. Minnesota and Wisconsin. They're very, very Swedish.
Yeah. But I also recently learned that there's this small town called Kingsburg in California.
Yep.
That is very Swedish.
Yep.
The small town. Do you know of it?
Well, he's been there, so I just know it because of Martin.
Oh,
yeah.
I did not.
They just celebrated some
in May. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
in fact, it might even be today.
Oh,
or is it next weekend? I read online yesterday that the small town has an annual Swedish celebration in May.
Yeah.
But I thought it was maybe on the 16th or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, the only reason why I know about it is because Martin was there to visit. Cool. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, that's a good, but that's not too far from you. So it's not like you have to go all the way to Wisconsin or Minnesota.
No. No, I know. Yeah. No, I really like. Okay. I would love to combine that with like maybe taking Vivi to her horse camp.
Yeah,
in California or something.
And where is it?
And it's actually Thousand Oaks, but in Malibu. Okay.
In Malibu. Where does your daughter go to camp? Malibu.
Avi. Stop.
Did you just say Avi? Oh my gosh, you do have kids. You have teenage kids. Jeepers creepers. Oh my God.
I don't think they say that anymore.
No, I don't think so either.
That's not relevant. The only one thing I do know is that I am irrelevant.
There you go.
I need a t-shirt that says not relevant.
There's a couple of Anna's, my friend Anna, I call her my sister because her and Anna Maria are sisters and I grew up with them. They beautiful, beautiful women, but they have kids themselves. And Anna's daughter, she was asking me about what's a number that they always were calling. The number
7, 6, 7.
Yeah. She's like, is 6, 7 big in America? I'm like, well, it was, but not anymore. Yeah. Thank God. So she goes, oh, it's just starting here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Thank God I know what she means.
But I really don't. Like, I know of it, but I really don't know. And I don't really
care.
Don't feel like I need to know.
No.
The other town is Solvang.
Yep. I've been there many, many times.
I was thinking you would have because that was really close to where you lived.
Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. It's up in the hills.
Is it Danish or is it?
Danish. It's Danish. Yep. It's cute. I mean, it's cute and quaint, very touristy.
Okay.
But you can combine it with beautiful vineyards because there's Santa Inez, which is right around the corner from it, have amazing vineyards. And Monty Roberts, Horse Whisperer, has a ranch in Santa Inez.
Oh, get out.
Go visit sometimes too. So, you can do a whole thing. And Santa Barbara. I mean, Santa Barbara is awesome. with sure. the urchin. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
Solving is, I actually took my dad to solving when he came to visit me in Santa Barbara when we lived in Santa Barbara. Dad and I and Jeff went to solving, and he's like, oh, this is such a tourist trap.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's probably like, I imagine it being a little bit like Old Town Scottsdale, but with Swedish, when I'm thinking about Kingsburg in particular, but that's cool. Well, good to know. So there are a couple of places to head up if you're missing Sweden, and you can get over there, but soak up the rest of your time in Sweden. I know you don't exactly know when you're going to come back.
Yeah, I don't. But that's the beauty of having an amazing boss and an amazing company. And really, if I sit in Wyoming or if I sit in Sweden, it's really no difference. I can talk to my publishers around the world, and I can talk to the company around the world. So I'm very fortunate. I do not take this for granted. I'm very, very, very fortunate to be able to take care of my dad from Sweden, in Sweden. So,
exactly.
I wanted to ask you, I actually picked up a big container of, because, you know, they opened Costco here in Malmo. So I've been to Costco, and Costco loves me because I'm a business executive, and not a lot of people in Sweden are business executive because I have an American card. But I picked up a big container of a boy. So I didn't know if you wanted me to ship you one from Wyoming when I get home, if you wanted one. I don't know if your kids still drink it or not.
Not as much.
Okay, got it. No, is anything else? And it's because I'm eating Swedish candy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, Vivi, I know she definitely loves Dumle.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
but don't go out of your way.
You know what I'll do? I will give it to her. She can take it back with her when she flies home.
Yeah, that would be. That's great.
Yep.
I think there's really nothing else that I can really think of. Of course, you know, a week after you get back, I'll be like, darn it, I should have asked for.
That's exactly. So I'm putting it out now. Remember, think about what you want and then tell me.
Money is so good.
Okay.
It's hard to get here, and, you know, we bake a lot, and I think it makes
a huge
difference.
Vanilla sugar. Powdered, basically powdered sugar, but it's flavored with vanilla, and it tastes completely different than powdered sugar. Got it.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, like the vanilla essence kind of thing.
It's not fake. It's real. Yep. For sure.
I made kladdkaka today for Mother's Day.
Sticky chocolate cake. I love it.
Sticky chocolate cake. Our version of brownies, I guess.
Right. Totally. For sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
But that's it. That's all I got for.
Okay.
For,
me too. Me too. Yeah. I'm going to go feed my dad. It's 7 o'clock here. And what time is it there? 10?
It's 10 a.m. You know what I just realized? I don't think I gave Freya breakfast.
You are the worst mother. You are not deserving a Mother's Day gift from your dog.
I'm not deserving a Burberry. I don't deserve a Burberry.
That's why she's circling in the background. She's like, give me some food.
No Burberry for me.
Yeah, no Burberry. There's no treats for me.
No treats for me.
I appreciate you taking the time. Maybe we can try to do this again next weekend if you're around and here. So
no, we I think consistency is obviously key. And we don't want to leave our listeners in the loop. No, but I mean it's annoying when you get into a podcast and then all of a sudden you know that it drops on a certain day and then all of a sudden there's not, and then you're like, it's not really that we're like it's just not cool.
Yeah.
So we get that.
I agree. We do get that, and we apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once we're here, we're here. We're present when we're present.
We're not going anywhere.
Nope.
Anyway,
cool.
Love you. I want you to just really soak it all up while you can.
I am.
And give your dad a big hug for me.
I will. See ya. Hey, dog.
See you. Hey, dog.